This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 71. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week. And today, the first broadcast of this program will be on July 1st, and that is Canada Day. So happy Canada Day to everyone out there, even if you're not Canadian. I know in a couple days it's going to be America Day on July 4th, but I hope you'll just give me this one day here. So that first song there was by Brian O'Connor and the Children's Chorus, Something to Sing About, singing about lots of places in Canada. And that came out on Canadian Centennial Album, released in 1967. That was kind of a big year for Canada with the Centennial happening, but also Expo 67, which was in Montreal. And so some of the songs on this LP were for the Expo and some were just for the Centennial. I'll play the Expo song that I have a bit later on. All right, what do I have for you next? Lots of Canadian jams, including this classic one. And this one came out at the dawn of music videos, especially here in Canada with the debut of Much Music. It's by a gentleman named Kim Mitchell and the song is called Go For a Soda.
Might as well go for a soda. Nobody hurts and nobody cries. Might as well go for a soda. Nobody drowns and nobody dies.
So, you wanna have your
some classic Canadian rock for you. So that was Sloan with a song called Good in Everyone from their 1996 LP, their third LP called From One Chord to Another. Yes, that song still gets regular airplay here in Canada. Before that, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, that band was called Chilliwack, which is another town out in British Columbia, and that song was called I Believe, which was a big hit for them in 1982. I hear that one from time to time. And starting off the set there was a song by Kim Mitchell, Go for a Soda was the name of that song from 1984, and that was another big hit for Kim Mitchell back then. And the music video is pretty great. It's kind of a classic Canadian music video, and I will put a link to that in the MFSK 64 text data that I will send out later. All right, so yeah, Sloan, that I just finished the set there, were from Halifax, New Brunswick, or Halifax, Nova Scotia, ouch. But the next band that I'm gonna play were neighbors and friends of theirs from New Brunswick, from Moncton to be exact. Here's a favorite band of mine called Eric's Trip.
Every time I turn around, another beautiful girl passes me by. And only when I understand, it's only because I adore her. Love you more, love you more, I love you more.
Yeah. I'm proud of the fact that I'm working for the railroad. Once it gets in your blood, it's pretty hard to shake it.
When I was still a young man, my father said, my son, there's a thousand jobs in this whole land, but the steel wheel's in your blood. Now I have felt the spirit of a thousand railway songs, and every single lyric is where my heart belongs. I'm a safety railway man, and like my father before me, I am ready to go down on a deep
helping Canada move forward.
Of Canadian disco for you. So that was a group called Baton Rouge, and that song was called Love, Gotta Give It to Get It, from 1977 on Les Disques Direction, or Direction Records, from 1977. And yeah, Direction Records was based in Montreal, I believe. Yeah. And the songwriting credits, it looks like a French name on here, so I'm gonna guess that the group is from Quebec. Before that was kind of an interesting song. This is from a 45 put out by Canadian Pacific Rail in 1983, and that song was called Steel Wheel, and it had a bit of a dialogue there from employees of CP Rail talking about being a person working for the railroad, it gets in your blood. Yeah, I've managed to find a number of railway-related records over the years, recordings of steamliners and this here promotional record. Kind of interesting that there was a bit of a collector's market for those kind of records. And they started off the set there with Eric's Trip with a couple of songs that came out on a Sub Pop compilation called Never Mind the Mollusks in 1993. And those two songs were Blue Sky for Julie and Smother. Hope you enjoyed those. All right, so here's a song that was written for Expo 67, which was held in Montreal. The full title of it is Hey Friend, Say Friend. And this version is played by John Klein on the Carillon.
Enoch has retained the services of expert hunters to teach you the art of calling your own game. The moose roar cannot be imitated perfectly by any instrument. The horn is used solely to intensify your voice. A horn may be made with the bark of white birch. If no bark is available, a piece of thin cardboard or tar paper can be used. To cough, hold your horn between the palms of your hands and squeeze your nostrils with your thumbs. The call thought here is that of a cow moose looking for a bull moose. In imitating this cry, you will be able to draw a bull moose close to you. Take a deep breath and repeat the call given by the expert hunter. A moment's silence is left for this purpose.
Oh, here's a sorry story of a maladjusted man. He seemed a normal guy, but here's the hitch. Eccentricity that banned him from society. The man just wouldn't sing along with Mitch. We'll have to hang him from the rafters. Burn him as a witch. The man who wouldn't sing along with Mitch.
He had a normal childhood and he grew up rather well.
He was handsome, he was charming, he was rich.
He was loaded. But then his world came tumbling down. His work began to get around.
And he was silent when they sang with Mitch. We'll have to hang him from the rafters. Burn him as a witch. The man who wouldn't sing along with Mitch.
He got a job in Washington and worked up to the top. Then the Secret Service boys heard someone snitch.
Someone snitched!
So then the boss got real upset and dropped him from the cabinet. On my team we all sing along with Mitch.
With vigor!
He fled to Cape Canaveral to really get away. He jumped inside a rocket, pulled a switch. On landing he discovered soon he wasn't welcome on the moon.
But here we all sing along with Mitch.
Hang him from the rafters, burn him as a witch. The man who
life was over and he faced the pearly gates.
He found them locked and felt a nervous twitch.
Hello!
The angels were all occupied, they'd laid their golden hearts aside.
And were singing
a funny song by the Halifax Three, The Man Who Wouldn't Sing Along With Mitch. Now, I come across a lot of Sing Along With Mitch records when I'm out digging, but I never buy them, so I guess you can count me as a man who doesn't sing along with Mitch. And the Halifax Three, this is kind of interesting, and I didn't know this. They helped seed a couple of bigger folk rock groups in the later 60s, including the Lovin' Spoonful and the Mamas and the Papas. Oh, there you go. Before that was kind of a funny record about calling a bull moose. That was Guy Provost there narrating, joined by Henri-Paul Gagnon, the expert caller, teaching you how to call a bull moose. That was kind of a funny 45 I picked up recently, put out by a company called Elan, E-L-A-N. I don't know if they were like a hunting equipment company or what. I couldn't find any information. But yeah, pretty interesting record. Pretty funny there. And before that was the Expo 67 theme called Hey Friend, Say Friend. And that was played by John Klein with accompaniment. And John Klein was playing the carillon. That's the correct pronunciation, a carillon. So those are kind of like church bells. And instead of pulling on ropes to ring the bells, these bells are played with a keyboard type of interface, like a piano or organ. I hadn't heard of that instrument before. And that record was put out by Sun Life Insurance, and they were the ones who sponsored the Carillon Tower that was built at Expo 67. Not sure if it's still standing on the Expo 67 site, though. All right, yeah, that was kind of a funny set of songs there. Now let's switch gears here to the 80s. And this first song could almost be in a 80s Japanese arcade racing game. See if you see what I mean when you hear this. This is a group from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada called 8 Seconds. Slow Jams from Triumph, and that song was called Little Boy Blues from their LP called Thunder 7, which came out in 1984. Triumph were from Toronto, and kind of a famous group in the late 70s, early 80s there. Yeah, cool track from Triumph. Before that was a group from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, called Prism. And that song was an LP track called Party Line from their 1980 record called Young and Restless. Yeah, pretty cool pop rock song there, I thought. And it was a non-single, surprisingly. I thought it was better than the other two singles they released from that record. And to start the set off there, sounding like it was from a Japanese arcade racer from the 80s or early 90s. That was a group from Ottawa, Ontario, called 8 Seconds. And that was the B-side to their, I think, one and only hit song, Kiss You When It's Dangerous. And that song I played there was called Land of the Monster. Yeah, lots of different segments in that song. Kind of sounded like Rush at some point. But yeah, very cool song. Yeah, I thought I would share it with you. All right, I'll have some data for you soon and a few more songs. But before I do that, let's do some shout-outs. Let me get my shout-out list. All right, I'll start with Twitter. Some people posting some nice decodes from last week's data. Zach in Alabama caught both shows but had better results on 5850's broadcast. Dana in Napa, California posting some nice results. And also Mitch in Arizona. Donnie K5BKR in West Texas, getting better and better reception each time. DRMNA.info, which I believe is out in Oregon. Walter in Victoria, BC. Nice to see you there on Twitter, Walter. Al in North Florida posting some good results. And of course, Jolly Roger Mania with some nice analysis. And yeah, some posting some nice waterfall images there as well. A few more shout outs on Twitter. Hello to Kawasaki AA Hachi Yon Mi. Strange Beacons, thank you for putting the word out. Weeds Up to Me Knees, hello to you. JR's China Blog in Northwest Germany could pick up the show last week, which is good to hear. Hello to Brian, W8LN, and F4ECA Fred over in France. And also, there was a very nice video posted over on Twitter by Mighty Favog, listening to the show on his 1936 Zenith 5 S29 radio. Just a beautiful, beautiful radio and nice wood housing. Yeah, very impressive. Thanks for sharing that video. That's awesome. Also, Tony in Minnesota reporting a big signal last week. And also Kupari USA in Detroit with a nice reception report over on Twitter. I heard from a couple people on email last week. Steve in Georgia with amazing decodes as usual. And also Fred in Virginia. Great to hear from you both. And over on hfzone.org, the website about shortwave listening, and also links to a Discord chat group. So hello to Frigid, Alex Rules 11, Zoe, MP30, and Dazman. I should also mention that Frigid and Master Player 30 are also posting some nice decode results over there on Twitter. All right, if you'd like to get in touch, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. Or if you do Twitter, my handle over there is thisisamusicshow with no W on the end. So please let me know which broadcast you caught and where you're listening from, what kind of radio you've got, and if you had any favorite songs. It would be fantastic to hear from you. Okay, so like I said, I'll have some data for you soon, but before that, here's a couple of songs, both about traveling, one to London and one to France. So here's a song, a cover song by Rene Martel.
Aujourd'hui, c'est le Haiti was donated to the United States of America by France, and therefore, I'm going to France.
I've actually played that song before. Looks like all the way back on episode number 7. So from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, that was the Evaporators with an amazing song called I'm Going to France. And before that was from Quebec, Renee Martel with her cover of Next Plane to London, originally by The Rose Garden. That was the French version called Je vais à Londres. So I had to play those two songs together. You know what I mean? All right, here's some data for you. MFSK64, text and image, and with backing music by the Black Light Orchestra. And this song is called Loving You, the instrumental version of it, but played at a slower speed. So I hope you enjoy this. Here's your data.
Thank you.
sorry, there was your digital text and image for this week. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com, or you can post your results over on Twitter. This is a music show with no W on the end. Even if you don't decode that digital stuff, I would still love to hear from you. Let me know where you're listening from and what broadcast you caught. All right, so for the last song for this week's Canada Day episode, I'd like to play a song by Catherine McKinnon, who I played, I think, even last week. But this song is a song together with her sister, favorite of the show, Patricia Ann. Here she's listed as Patricia McKinnon. So this song by Catherine and Patricia is called Fair and Tender Ladies. I hope you like it. All right, thank you very much for joining me this week, everyone. I hope you have a great Canada Day if you are in Canada. And if you're not and you're in the States, I hope you have a great 4th of July. All right, stay safe, everyone. Keep in mind we're dealing with this COVID stuff, so take precautions and please wear a mask if you can. All right, this was a music show, episode number 71. I am your host. Thank you very much for joining me this week, and I hope you'll be back next week. See ya.